Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. You know, we announced the ACMs on this show, and some of the groups, like group and artist and male and female, and I felt like it was a pretty standard group of folks. No big surprises this year. Usually there's one or two, you're like, wow, good for them. It's their first time, or wow, can't believe they got nominated. That kind of thing. And I really didn't hear of a whole lot of snub talk either. So, like, it's pretty standard.
Yeah.
I started to see a couple people talk about Parmalee and were they snubbed from Group of the Year. And so, before I made up my mind on it, I wanted the facts. So, I had a sheet of all the data from this last year. And then let us see if we feel like they should have been nominated.
Okay.
Their song, Girl in Mine, went number one on the Country Air Check Media-Based Radio Chart, October 2nd, 2023. Big number one song is a big deal because some of these acts do not have a number one. Let's see. But some of them also aren't radio. But like, did Little Big Town have a number one?
I don't think so.
I don't either. Not just about number ones. But Flatland Cavalry did not. I don't know that if Zac Brown did or not. So on that side, I would agree. Okay, well, they had a number one. That's
okay.
Using data. 2022, they had a number one. And I would say that kind of doesn't matter. But a lot of times you see people get included the next year or win the next year because they got shafted the year before. So if we're using that, because I would say with the CMAs, for example, I remember one year Dan and Shay got shafted big time. And I couldn't believe they lost. But also, like, Brothers Osborne who won, but, like, data-wise, I was like, man. But this is voters, right, who vote on this. Like, people inside the industry.
Yeah.
It's not fan votes. It's not a group of people that sit down and decide. It's, like, hundreds of people in the industry from record labels, from meet that vote. And so if you're using the Dan and Shay effect of everybody thought they should have won that year, so they definitely got a boost the next year. Because they were like, man, they got screwed. Let's give them the win this next year. Then maybe they should be in it because they had a really good year the year before. Okay. They released their extended album For You 2 in September of 2023. In 2023, they won a headlining tour, a 19-city tour with Train. Okay, so they'd have been the support. They were on Kane Brown's In the Air tour. They were support. They did not get a nomination for the CMA Awards. The only group nominated that had a number one song, just got this sent over, in 2023 is Old Dominion, of all the groups, with Memory Lane. And I'm not saying remove anybody, but yeah, I think they got screwed.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's anybody's purpose. No one has a singular power to screw them. I mean, I guess nobody could. But I'm talking about in this. Nobody has singular power to screw them, but not enough people put them in their, like, top three.
Right. And it's crazy because they've hung around for so long, and you do kind of forget about them a little bit. They kind of get lost in the mix. And I never even once thought about them being in Group of the Year or not being in Group of the Year until you just brought that up.
I agree. I didn't either. When I saw the list, I was like, where's Parmalee? But also, I'm like, oh, yeah, they had a bunch. When I look at it, I think it's a couple things that work against them. One, they didn't start popping until later, until they were a bit older. Where some, I mean, there are people just as old as them now in these categories, but Lady A, even Old Dominion started a little older as songwriters, but they started hitting 7, 8, 9 years ago. Zach Brown Band, obviously, Little Big Town, all a bit younger when they started hitting. I think that hurts them a little bit. And then also, and I say this, I like them, there's not really, there's nothing about them that you really remember. Mm-hmm. Like visually. You wore a mouse head on, like Dead Mouse? We know them every time. I think that probably hurts them too a little bit, where it's a bunch of dudes who all look like all the other dudes, except all four of those dudes are in a band. And I like them. I like those guys. But I was just trying to figure out, like, what? Because let's think about it. Lady A, they're obviously, they had a monster start to their career, but they have only three people, two lead singers, one's a woman, one's a dude.
Mm-hmm.
That dude, 7'3".
Yeah.
Like, all that, that's memorable. Little Big Town, 2 and 2.
Sure.
And each of the 2 and 2 have distinct characteristics.
Kimberly has big blonde hair.
They, first of all, they have songs, obviously.
Yeah.
And then Zach Brown Band.
Sure.
Massive songs. Zach himself. I mean, he wears a funny hat. What else can you say?
He's Jack now, too.
Flatline Calvary, don't know.
Who is that?
Flatline Calvary.
Don't know.
Old Dominion. They've had so many hits.
Yeah.
I think they probably could have got put in that mix of a bunch of random white guys too, but they've had so many hits so quickly that it becomes you're just forced. Where like Parmalee, it took a long time for them to get a hit because they had to grind it out so much. I know Flatline Calvary.
You do?
So they don't have.
I know him from the Opry, maybe.
Do they have a girl in the group or not?
There's a girl in that picture.
No. There's a group in this picture, but then there's.
I don't think they don't have a girl. When I've ever seen them play, they didn't have a girl. You can look.
Well, I'm saying in one picture there's a girl, and then so maybe she left.
Yeah. Anytime.
I just Googled imaged.
Got it. Maybe she's just a fan, man. I'm taking a picture with them.
They just let her in there.
So my official answer is I think that it sucks that they're not in. I don't think they were snubbed because I think there was no reason for anyone to snub them. I think that people just, because there's not an impression that's really left and it takes so long for their songs to hit number one, that's probably why they get left off of these.
I do like their songs though, dude.
Oh, they have jams.
Lay my hand and you call me mine.
Even go back to, it feels like Carolina, feels like California. Like, that's a good one.
Yeah, dude, so good. And then the Blanco Brown one.
That one goes,
if you can love
just the way you are.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Take my knee.
Take my hand and it'll make you mine.
What is interesting about those guys, too, sometimes I know the song before I even know it's them. Like, I'll hear the song and go like, oh, I know that song. Oh, that's Parmalee. Yeah, I think it's a branding problem. Like, someone on their team, them. I don't know. I think it's a branding problem.
And I think
they have success that everybody should know them.
If I remember correctly, you might want to Google a recent picture of them, but they've kind of gone leather-ish.
Oh, they're in that phase?
You know, I think
leather
they're
season?
Like they're in the black leather now.
Okay.
Where they look tough right now.
Well, I guess they do it long enough and they look really tough. You have to commit. But yeah, I think that the problem is we don't know them. I know them. Because I'm just here and have worked with them. But I'm saying people generally don't know who they are.
Two brothers and a cousin and a buddy.
Drummer who got shot up. That's always a great story. Yeah, I'm just... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Flatland Cavalry did have a girl. She left in 2018. They all met at Texas Tech University.
That's cool.
Well, I'm sad that Parmalee, now that I think about it, I'm sad they didn't make it because they could have added another one.
Mm-hmm.
If there were just there was a threshold. It wasn't that they needed to get three or four or five or six. There's a threshold probably. And they take anyone over a certain percentage and that's it.
Yeah, they look tough now, man.
But I think that's the Parmalee problem. That's what I call it, the Parmalee problem.
It's got a good ring to it.
They need someone on their team to figure out how they can make an impression outside of hits. There are a lot of dudes in country music, dudes that have hits and nobody knows who they are because they all start to blend together. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Just in general, like a lot of the dudes, just white dudes in country music, all feel like the same person.
You talk about like, you know, little surprises for this year.
That, the Parmalee lead singer is a good looking dude though.
Oh yeah.
Maybe they blur out the other three and just have him. No. Like Almost Famous.
Yes. We're one of the blurry dudes. Dude.
What? What were you saying that is? Sorry.
The Megan Maroney thing was kind of like not too crazy surprising, but that was one where like, you know, that's cool. She got in the mix. I know she's had a really good year, but.
Oh, no. One surprising to me. New. She's massive, though. Like she hit like a freaking lightning bolt.
Yeah, but she's new.
Yeah, but she had two massive songs.
Yeah.
Like, I hear you, but I would have been surprised had Megan Maroney not been up for Female of the Year. That's what she's in, right? Female of the Year?
Yeah, I think that's right.
I would have been surprised if not because, again, Monster. She had two Monster songs. And you know her. Her style.
Yeah, yeah.
She leaves an impression.
I'm just saying you usually have the usual suspects in all these lists. And then when Megan Maroney came in, I'm like, okay, that's cool. We got someone new in the mix. Because that was the Lainey Wilson of last year.
ACM's a little different, though. They're a little more progressive. They're a little more identifying with today more than a... What have they done over the last few years?
Sure.
But we're going to act like it's just today. I don't know. I mean, I feel like Megan Maroney's had probably a bigger year than anybody on the female artist list except for Lainey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying she's better or worse, but like bigger than... Casey just put a record out, so Casey's like running just a different race at a different time.
Yeah.
Like her stuff just came out. Ashley put out a record, and it did well. But like Megan, both those songs were just monsters. I'm wearing Tennessee orange.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they did the whole Morgan Wallen thing, whereas you're talking about Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like PR-wise... Excellent. Then the other song is I'm wearing Tennessee green.
No. It's the Instagram one.
Oh, when my first Morgan, what's that? I'm not pretty. How's the chorus go? I'm not pretty. She played it with us. We had to learn it.
Yeah.
Someone's scrolling on my Instagram.
On my Instagram.
Not the beat. You guys are throwing me off because it's not the beat.
I know. Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend girl.
That's it.
Scrolling down on my Instagram. Yeah. But hey, keep telling yourself.
I'm not pretty.
There it is.
That's a jam.
My favorite Megan Maroney song is The Hair Salon Shop.
Sing that one.
It's a long time. It's like one of those way early ones, but I didn't know it until later. Let me see. Casey's having a baby. I don't know, dude.
Good try.
I'm losing my voice a little bit because I've been teaching the next generation.
Yeah, you've had a crazy week, man.
Yeah, I've been a pretty crazy week.
You know what I thought? Just watching you on social media a little bit.
Give it to me.
I was like, man, this dude's living his best life right now. Like you're in Arkansas, you know, at the university, big news coming to the university, and you're in the middle of it. You're playing, you're throwing first pitch at the baseball game. You're working out with the softball team. Like, I really, like, I meant to text you a couple times, but I'm like, nah, don't bother him, man. He's living his best life right now.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, though, like going from one class to the other.
Okay, professor.
They were running me. I'm not kidding.
Oh, wait, you don't stay in one room where the kids come to you. You got to go across campus?
I wouldn't say across, but I taught two or three classes a day.
You're running through campus with your briefcase?
Yeah. Did you have office hours or students could come by if they had questions?
Same center, but different classes and different buildings.
You're like, I'm late. You got rolls of paper?
I also don't know where I'm going.
You come in and slam the briefcase down so everybody's like,
The freshman class was tough.
Oh, you taught freshmen?
Like 100 freshmen. It's different because I would do different. Like I did like a media storytelling class. I did like a non-traditional media, like a digital, all these different versions. And the freshmen, they're just like, I don't know, distracted
DGAF.
Puppies. They're coming in all late. All sorry, all, you know, walk of shame.
Did you have to discipline anyone? Like, hey, you guys keep it down over there.
No, everybody was pretty good about that. People would walk in late, though, and I did the same joke every time, which got funnier because everybody knew what the joke was. So, it, you know, whenever the class would start, and there's it's like 15 rows tall. It was a big, the freshman room was a big room. And so I'd start doing my deal, whatever, and someone would walk in, and I'd be like, hey, what's your name? They'd be like, Chris. I'd be like, you guys told me, classic Chris, huh? And they'd laugh. But then they knew, like, the third, fourth, and fifth time exactly what the joke was. And it got funnier to them every time because they were in on it.
Classic Becky.
Somebody would come in and be like, Shauna, you guys that this is her, right? They'd be like, yep, classic Shauna. And they were like, classic Shauna.
Poor Shauna.
Yeah, it was good. But then I would, like, sit with 13 or 14 seniors at a table, and they were, like, really dialing in. But I would, like, call people, too.
Celebrities?
Yeah, one. That's but I would baller. Call, like, my manager, too, and be like, hey, this guy wants to know about this part of management. So it was that kind of stuff.
That's weird. We didn't get – you get a call, Lunchbox?
No, man. They didn't call to ask about star of the show, but that's all right.
Not a lot was about – I mean, a little
bit.
Oh,
it wasn't really about being MVP?
No, not your version, I don't think.
Okay, cool, man. No wonder I didn't get a call.
Yeah. So
makes sense.
But it was good. I voice is a little fried.
Because a lot of lecturing, dude.
Like, but also
or
like
was
running
it all
for
because
office.
Calipari.
No, there was no yelling there, but also it was just meeting a lot of people, even like faculty and stuff that would come by and talk after in between classes for 10, 15 minutes, which was really cool. But I'd start to burn on the old vocal cords. I wasn't drinking enough water. Wasn't in my own bed. Didn't have my CPAP machine.
That hard professor life.
And it is, dude. It's tough.
Did you meet Calipari?
No, I had to leave early because it's storming. So what happened was it was storming here in Nashville and there in Fayetteville, and the university sent their plane to get me and then take me back. And so they were like, you can't go home tonight if we don't leave in the next 30 minutes.
Dang.
And I had to get here and do the show. And I was like,
But I want to meet Coach.
But I want to stay. And they were like, I hear you, but the only other option would be like 12:30 tonight. And even then, we're just kind of guessing. And so I had to get on the flight at like 4 because I wanted to be here in time, like landed like 5:15 and watch the press conference. But yeah, no, I had to leave. I had to leave early, which sucked. But I don't want to die in a plane crash.
No. That's
probably a better option. Yeah, not to.
Let me do a mid-roll here. Okay, if you're in target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. All right, Mike, can I get the news that we didn't get to? Because a couple of these, like this penis enlargement story, I didn't do purposefully on
whoa.
The air. Like
I got Eddie's attention.
I would have done it, but I didn't feel like it needed to be done at the time that I wanted to do it, so I just held it. Like, it was good enough to do as far as entertainment.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like the time was right.
Yeah, I get that. What's the story?
A man undergoes penis enlargement surgery, ends up suing a doctor for erectile dysfunction.
Well, you're messing with it, man.
I know.
So it doesn't work?
It's like if you go under the hood.
Sure. Just say it, dude. Just say it.
The guy went to the doctor, right? And he goes and they did the penis enlargement. And now he's suing him for impotence and erectile dysfunction. Paid the cosmetic. I mean, how do they even make it bigger? Like, what do they do?
They got to add stuff to it, right?
But I know, but like, what it... like. A gel? Or is it like...
oh, like silicone?
Or is it like wood? Or it's all... I don't...
wood.
Like, what do they put in it?
Real wood?
The guy had 2 lipofilling operations, okay. Which is fat from various parts of the body transferred to his penis.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Man, you must be pretty desperate to do that.
There are some people that are born with micropenises.
Excuse me?
And it's that's not even really like small. A small penis. It's like so medically small.
Really?
Yeah. Don't act surprised, Eddie.
Well, no, but, you know.
Bad acting on Eddie's part. What, really?
Hey, but that doesn't matter, man. Doesn't matter. That's what they say. The side doesn't matter.
I don't think they mean that about like medical micro penises, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Todd Chrisley loses his defamation suit, ordered to pay $755,000.
Oh. I didn't see this.
2021. Amy Doherty Hines filed a defamation complaint against Todd Chrisley, alleging he began attacking her and accusing her of multiple crimes and wrongdoing. This is from People Magazine. They began a social media campaign against the GDOR and certain of its employees, contending that the investigation was illegal and improperly motivated, which would then involve her. $755,000.
But does he still have money like to pay that?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you have it.
You can still get sued for that.
Yeah.
At Lunchbox, do you give up on that, trying to get a hold of him?
No, I'm just haven't heard from him. I mean, I sent letters. I don't know what else I can do. I can't just show up.
You can show up, right?
You can show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll get turned away because I'm not on the list. So there's no point in.
Yeah.
Unless you dress up like a security guard with a mop. Be like, I'm here.
That's a great idea.
I like it.
Or go in the back like you're delivering laundry and just go in.
Oh, no, man.
Or just get in the laundry basket and let them roll you in.
Oh, boy.
A former Waffle House waitress claims she received a stolen Jeep as a birthday tip from a Waffle House customer.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You see the story?
Yeah, she was pumping gas. She got and she said that she saw a former customer. It's like, oh, it's your birthday later this week. Here's a new car, and gave her $10 also. And then she got pulled over for a stolen vehicle. But they were like, it was reported stolen like a month and a half ago, and they had video evidence of her driving it like over a month ago.
Oh, so she's really the one that stole it?
Yeah.
She was saying it was left to her.
Yeah, but really... she was.
We don't know, really.
But she was driving it for over a month.
But it could have been given to her. They could have stolen it, ran right away and tipped her.
Dude, I'm such an idiot. I fall for all this stuff. Like, I
News 5 Cleveland with this story. Let me read the real version so we don't go to
I nailed
jail.
It.
Cleveland's Joanne Gibson was shocked when she received a $105 ticket in the mail from the city, especially since the photo of the speeding vehicle included with the ticket. Oh, this is a different one.
Yeah, you're not reading
I'm reading the one about the woman who got the ticket on the flatbed truck. Did you guys see that one?
No,
that's cool. What happened?
No, it was, the Jeep was on the flatbed truck. The truck was going fast.
And
the Jeep
got the ticket. And it got her license plate.
Yeah.
Oh. That's funny.
That's funny. A $5 Lyft tip leads to a $150,000 lotto win.
Are you mad?
I don't know.
Nothing good happens to me.
A lot of good stuff happened to you.
Everybody else. That's cool.
But there's a lot of other people in the world. You understand?
I understand. And they have all the luck.
You have, I would say you have more consistent luck.
Right.
Because like you have a really good job. Great job where you really have to do nothing.
Great family, healthy kids.
But it's not luck to have a good job.
You have no history or background at doing this ever.
Yeah, I think in your case, it strictly is luck.
You were working at a delivery.
Right. But if I wasn't, like...
Funny?
No, exceptionally skilled.
That's luck.
What's your skill?
Oh, entertainment. If I wasn't exceptionally skilled at this job, I wouldn't have been doing it for 20 years.
Do you think that you taught yourself how to entertain people, or that was just a part of who you've been your whole life?
That's a great question, man.
He likes that.
Go ahead, answer.
I mean, I guess I taught myself. I don't know.
No one's made him think about it like that.
No, really, because do you teach yourself to be entertaining, or are you just entertaining? I don't know. I have no idea.
I think it can be both ways, right?
Because I've been entertaining my whole life.
Correct.
So I don't know if I taught myself that, if that was because I was a third kid and I was like, hey, don't forget about me, or if it's just...
That could be a thing.
Is it genetics?
Like, Bones, you talked about learning to be funny to try to not get bullied.
Like,
But maybe
sure.
He didn't learn. Maybe he was already funny. And
I had to develop it. It was definitely a developed skill.
There you go.
Right? I think skills, any of my skills...
Okay.
It's not like I can run fast. You run fast, you just run fast. You can run a little faster by training, but you can't not be a fast runner then all of a sudden be trying to be a real fast runner.
There's TikTok videos that say this is how you get faster, and they have exercises.
And there are those shoes that were like had the weights on the ankle, like the big heel, the big weighted front foot that lets you dunk. Let's see, what else do I have here? Lunchbox is so cheap. What happened with that, Eddie?
Oh,
the headphones.
His headphones. Yeah. We were using your headphones for something and realized that one ear doesn't work.
No, it works.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It must have to be plugged in exactly the right way.
Like, it doesn't work. And so I'm thinking, like, dude, you've got money. Like, go buy headphones.
Talk.
Check.
Hear
check.
It?
Go ahead. Check.
Both work.
I mean, dude, there's one of them.
Where were you at? Where were you using them?
Right here.
Yeah, see, I thought it was the other studio because when Ray and I do Sore Losers, I can only hear out of the left. And so I've been blaming the engineers in there. I've been telling them they need to fix it.
No, they're your headphones.
But they work fine in here. Like, I can hear out of both.
Right. It can be the, like, a faulty little pluggy here, and it could just happen to match perfectly well with the little pluggy hole.
Okay, yeah, because it must match perfect for here, because this one, it always works here.
But so like, in the other like, room, it doesn't. Just buy headphones. Like, it's
no, but that's what I'm saying. They work in here, so I think it's something.
But what about when you work in there, though?
It doesn't. It only the left ear works.
Right.
Right, but I'm saying you get a pair of headphones that work in both rooms.
Oh, yeah, I just thought it. I honestly thought it was something, the equipment in there.
But then here's the question.
You could
have
thought that though. And that's
sure, I really do.
I get that.
Because I hear it fine in here.
But here's the question. If it's work related, does work provide these headphones
for? It's like you're a computer.
They should, but
you're a computer you edit on that you have to have for that specific
work provides it. Yes.
But not for like if you just needed a computer to like look crap up on.
Okay.
Because you don't need you can do that on your phone if you need to.
But what about headphones though? We need headphones to hear what's going on the radio.
That's a good point.
I'm sure if you begged them, they'd get you a pair of headphones. Really. If you were like, please, blah, I'm sure they'd buy you a pair of headphones.
Okay.
But generally, work hasn't paid for headphones. Back in the day, there were just a set of headphones in the studio that everybody used. But I think how we work, there's not just a set. We have so many stations.
Yeah. Because the new station I worked at, man, like anything you needed. You need a back brace, order it.
Why'd you want a back brace?
Because you carry cameras. Sometimes, like,
okay, well, that makes sense. You could sue them if you hurt your back.
Anything, man. I needed a flashlight one time because I work at night. They're like, yeah, order it.
Okay, you needed that to do your job.
Yeah. I got a little Leatherman, a knife kit. You know, one of those things that's a screwdriver and a knife.
Oh, taking advantage situation. I like that.
Dude, they order it. Cool, man. And then when I quit, kept it all. They didn't ask for it all back. It was just part of my gear.
Yeah, it's probably hard to keep track of everything you ordered.
Yep.
So what are you saying? What's your point?
He should ask for new headphones if he needs new headphones.
Okay, if you want, go ahead. Ask for them. I don't know if they're going to get them for you.
I don't think I need... I'm telling you, they work. I can hear out of both ears.
Okay.
And they're really comfortable. I mean, I don't know where I got these, but man, they are comfortable. There's some good headphones.
Mike, where do you think you got those? Do you think those are bought for him?
No, I bought them. I know that. No one bought me anything. Trust me, they didn't... I never knew...
You own all your stuff?
Yeah.
Because how would you know to get those if they're like industry headphones?
Well, I don't think they're industry.
I can't tell what even kind they are. Yeah, they're Sennheiser, right?
What does that mean?
It's the brand.
Oh. There you go.
Raymundo, there's a movie that changed your life?
Yeah, it was when I was a kid and when I was growing up, The Pistol.
Pistol Pete. He used to dribble the basketball out of the car.
Yeah, and like, I actually...
Out the window.
Yep, and he would always get up before his parents even woke up for the day and he'd play basketball. And I totally forgot about the movie. And then Caitlin Clark passed Pistol Pete Maravich for the most all-time points in the history of college basketball. And it got me thinking, oh my gosh, the Pistol, that movie. That movie changed my life.
How so?
It's why I get up early. Because I used to do that growing up. I would get up before my dad and he'd be like, what are you doing? Why are you playing basketball before I'm trying to sleep before work?
Wait, so you got to actually play basketball?
Yeah, I would get up at 4:30 in the morning and my dad was thinking we were getting robbed. But it's because I watched the Pistol movie. My dad told me, all right, stop getting up early, dude.
Does it affect your life now?
Yes, I love getting up early.
So you're saying because of the movie, the Pistol, that's why you get up early now, hours before you have to be here for work?
Yes, I traced it all back.
Do you play ball though in the morning?
No, not anymore.
His wife would kill him.
Do you dribble the ball outside the car?
No, do you do anything?
So you just wake up early.
Don't you get here and go to sleep though sometimes too?
Yes. Hey, try dribbling a basketball outside of the car.
No chance.
It's impossible.
No chance.
I'm down.
No chance.
A Pistol, is that a good movie? Should I get the kids to watch
it?
That
was really good way, way, way back in the day. I haven't seen it though since I was a kid.
Okay.
But it was his story. And I think I saw it on television. It's called The Pistol, The Birth of a Legend. Let me see.
Because the boys love those old movies. 79%
on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know what year it came out. Mike, will you yell it if you hear it? 91. Oh, 91. It's not as old as I thought it was. Hey, what's the... You think about texting a Cowboys player?
Yes.
Did you have his number?
Yeah, Tony Casillas. He used to play for the Cowboys.
He was on our sports show.
Yeah. And so we met him when I went to the Cowboys game. We were in the suite and he was there. We talked to him and he gave me his phone number. He said, dude, let me know whenever you want me to get in the podcast. I'll be on the podcast. And we eventually got him on the podcast and I still have his number. But when we were there, I told him the story of, dude, I met you when I was like 9 years old. Like you're at a grocery store. Me and my brother waited for hours. We got to meet you. We got a picture together. He's like, oh, that's cool, man. Well, my brother just sent me the picture yesterday. I have the picture of me, my brother, and Tony Casillas, and I'm thinking, would it be weird if I texted it to Tony? To be like, look, dude, it's us.
It's kind of funny.
I think you text him. I think that's okay.
It's like the time Scuba Steve texts Gavin DeGraw a video of somebody covering a song
that,
in Memphis.
That was me and Scuba. We were drunk. We were drinking.
I don't think he would care. I mean, I don't think he would be like, this is amazing. I also don't think he'd be like, what a douche.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, I would send it to him. I'd be like, hey, man, I hope you're good.
Check this out.
Just so you know, I didn't make up the story about meeting you at the grocery store.
I'd reset it up to who you are.
Okay. What do you mean? He doesn't know who he saved my number because I've texted him before. He's like, hey, what's up, Eddie?
I hear you. But I'd be like, hey, man, Eddie here in Nashville. I hope you're good. Okay. Brother just texted me this. Boy, look how time flies.
Man, look how young we look. Yeah?
Does he look jacked? Does he look like
a baby? I'll send you the picture. It's crazy, dude. I'll send it to you right now.
Yeah, I think you can text him.
Okay, cool.
Not at midnight, though, from a bar in Memphis.
Yeah, I think you just tell him straight up, like, dude, told you I wasn't lying about meeting you at the grocery store.
He won't remember that, though.
Scuba, what were we thinking, dude, texting Gavin DeGraw, somebody covering his song?
We were just hella drunk. We were feeling ourselves in the moment, and we're hanging out, have a good time.
Yeah.
We were like, Gavin, check this out.
Yeah. We dared each other. You do it. No, you do it.
But whose phone did it come from?
My phone, of course.
All right, I think we're done. Eddie, you can text me that picture.
I'm going to text it to you. Hold on. Who sent it?
I'd assume your brother.
Well, either you sent it to my mom. Hold on.
We're not going to hold. You can text it off.
Okay, I'll text
but we're not going to hold. Thank you, guys. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye, everybody. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free an easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.